knows where you've been, but I don't really need to know. I know where you're gonna go. On my heart, where you're resting your head, and you just look so beautiful. It's like you were an angel.
Hey, everybody, what is up? What's going on? Are we all okay? We're hanging in there and all of that. So yeah, I had some really nice feedback on the previous episodes, and when I tell you guys that I cried, I tell you no lie, like I'm not even lying to you, I did cry at some of the comments, and you people really know how to light up my day and my night and yeah, bring tears to my eyes. But that's besides the point. Anyway, before I get into any other thing, I'd like to feature a voice message I got from the previous episode. Yeah, and it really does mean a lot to me that you guys listen and enjoy what I do. I feel like I'm talking too much. So yeah, let's just listen to the message.
All right, my name is Jonathan, all the way from Nigeria. I got to know about this from Grace Adubia. She posted this on her WhatsApp status, and then I, because she's my friend, so I, you know, followed through everything, and I followed through the rant and everything, and I just want to commend you. You've actually done well, although the message appears to be directed to women, okay, but still I learned one or two things, okay. So I just want to commend you. You've done well, and I want to encourage you to keep on doing well, because this is a good work, okay? So keep on doing well, and yes, keep on doing well. So do have a lovely day ahead. Thank you.
Okay, that was a really great message. Thank you so much, Grace and Jonathan. Love and light to you guys wherever you are. It means so much to me that you share and listen. And yeah, I'm glad you could learn a thing or two from me. Moving on. So a few days ago, I listened to Jessie Wu's podcast. If you do not know Jessie Wu, she is my little energizer bunny. I listen to her like almost all the time because like, she knows what she's talking about most of the time. So yeah, I listened to her podcast Shut the Fuck Up Jessie, and I realized that I needed to touch on a few things I didn't touch on in my previous episode. And this episode is not going to be painfully long. I just like want to say this and go, because yeah, time no really day like that, you understand? So yeah, I forgot to add this in my previous episode, and I think you guys need to like really listen. Even if you don't listen, I know that someone else will. So yeah, someone needs to hear this, and why not just say it, right? So yeah, you need to understand, women need to understand that the man you are with, whether he's a friend or otherwise, right? The man you are with is not less of a man because he cannot afford the expensive things that you want. Look, if you want them so bad, yeah, buy them for yourself. Or better still, go ask your father. I don't understand how you are so entitled to money you've not seen before. Like, somebody's son is working, right? And you are here putting tabs on the money and calling dibs because you think you are the who. Please, leave the man alone, yeah? Finding your own money is not sexy. It's a necessity. A man's worth should not be measured by what he can do for you financially. When you do that, you give these men the will, right, to take advantage of you.
they would feel like there should be some sort of transaction. Listen, the moment you give a man the power to feed you, you also give him the power to starve you. And why would you do that to yourself? Like, I just want to know. The little things should matter in any kind of ship you are in. Do you understand? Stop worrying about what your so-called friends are doing in their own relationships or by themselves when they are hoeing around and stuff like that. It's sad that a lot of people throw good relationships away because they're always comparing themselves to other people. And I just want you to know that the moment you start being grateful and content, you stop comparing yourself to others, because you'd realize that you're in no competition with anybody. And you need to understand and appreciate that. Another popular opinion I want to talk about is, you see that saying where they say, oh, I'd rather cry in a Bentley than on the streets, or whatever it is, whatever the hell it is. Well, it's nonsense. Why am I saying that? Because personally, I don't understand why you'd want to accept pain in any form. Unless you are not correct when it comes to, you know, some things. But yeah, you get the picture. I don't understand why you'd want to accept pain in any form. I don't know why, as a properly functioning human being, yeah, you would put your peace and happiness on the line because of material things, and you would accept any form of disrespect because somebody's coming to give you money. It is okay to live within your means. If you don't have, you don't have. Take a back seat, dear. Honestly, I don't understand why you'd want to settle for trash and then come and cry on the TL and bleed profusely everywhere and then make a mess of everything for every other person. Stop it. Stop putting unnecessary pressure on the men as well. If you can't put that kind of pressure on yourself, stop it. I know that I keep bashing women, but I'm not sorry. You people are annoying. But yeah, you get the picture, don't you? I feel like most of you have forgotten that you are royalty. Pick your crowns up, adjust them, and act accordingly. You deserve so much more than you think. You are worthy and you are loved. And stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop inviting unnecessary demons into your relationships. Consider that table broken as well. Those friends that come to give you bad advice because your man is not giving you money. If you know that you are bothered about your man giving you money or stuff like that, work for your own. Don't give a man the power to starve you. I think I've run out of things to say. Yeah, so stay safe, and yeah, I'll be back with another banger whenever I can. Feel free to contact me on any social media platform and let's get talking. Send me mail if you want to comment on the show. Or better still, if you're using the Anchor app, feel free to leave me an audio message. I may feature your notes in the next one. You never know. So yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. You are a real one. Good luck in everything that you do. And I'm out. Wait. No, I'm not out. Relax. I'm not out. So I forgot that I was supposed to do a Spanish introduction, and I can't really go back to go and record an introduction for you. So let me just like say my bye-byes in Spanish and everything, and I promise I'll be gone for real. Okay, you don't have to worry about listening to this annoying voice, right? So yeah. Buena suerte en todos lo que hagas y besos. Adios.